Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cephas was a really interesting guy to me. When I think he came out of Wisconsin, and he did not run well at all. But when he got an opportunity, he actually made catches, and he moved better on the field than he did in a 40 time. Clearly, they've decided they want to go big. I don't know what that means, Brownie, as far as the style of offense. I'm really curious what that means. I mean, he had big physical receivers at LSU. I mean, at Jefferson, you know, he had Chase, who's very physical. He just may like those kinds of receivers. And, you know, the other interesting thing is, last year, what did we see a lot of when Joe Brady took over? A lot of quick game, short throws, right? And big receivers, they make those catches, and there's a physicality that's required in those kinds of throws.
Greg Cosell with One Bills Live with Chris Brown, Steve Tasker, talking about Quintez Cephas, who joins the Bills receiver corps. They went on to talk about Keon Coleman, and I think hearing Greg Cosell yesterday talk about that, it's exactly, whatever, I think he's exactly right. It's curious. I am curious on what this version of the Bills looks like. It's something I said a bunch of times yesterday to you, Joe, which is that we are entering a different era for these Bills. The Joe Brady offense is a big-time left turn from the Dable-Dorsey offenses. At least it sure seems that way when looking at skill set. And maybe that started with Kincaid. If Kincaid's not here, we feel horrible right now, right? Like, Kincaid is a bit he's a bit of a lifeline, that he can be a dynamic number one tight end. Dawson Knox is kind of faded in our minds, even though he's on the team and going to be a contributor. Without Kincaid, I feel like people would be in a much, much worse spot in the ways they feel about this offense. But, like, the Brady offense down the stretch, the screen game, that's another part of it that's going to be interesting. You pointed out yesterday, and I'd like to get numbers on this. We'll have to, I don't know, do some work. I'll take a week off and find out the answer to this. You pointed out that watching a lot of Keon Coleman highlights that there are a lot of screens.
Yeah.
It's a lot of behind the line of scrimmage stuff. And I remember Sammy Watkins doing that a lot, right? One of the knocks on Watkins when the Bills took Watkins was 52% of his catches were within a yard of the line of scrimmage or behind it.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, he's in the screen game in Clemson, but that doesn't mean he can't do more. And thinking about Coleman for the screen game, 26% of his catches were contested. I would bet that none of the screens were.
I can't imagine they would have been.
So take out all the screens.
Yeah.
What percentage of his downfield catches were contested? It's a guy that, you know, one of his strengths is catching through traffic. Not everybody's going to be good at catching through traffic, but of course, not everyone's going to have to catch through traffic. So it is very interesting to see the size, what they're doing at the position to try and get bigger, to use the middle of the field here. And Samuel is their speed guy, their stretch guy, their whatever, their flex guy.
Yeah. Reception has those numbers on percentage of routes you run. Screens they have for Coleman at 8.6%.
Okay.
Which might not sound like a lot. It's more than Worthy. Worthy was at 7.
Yeah.
So I'll look at others. He might have been one of the higher guys in the class on that, but 8.6% was that. So, no, right, like, there were not many targets where he's just running open. He is bothered by, and this was a point I think I saw Eric Turner from Cover One make. Not all contested catches are just 50-50 balls down the field. Like, there are a lot of his catches where he's running a slant, and it's third and five, and the defense knows that it's going right to the sticks, and the linebacker is collapsing on him while the corner's right behind him, and it's a 6-yard slant, and he just catches the ball. And it's not like you going up and making a circus catch. That's a contested catch, yeah, too, which is just you're in traffic, middle of the field, and you're able to come down with it. Yeah. And those are catches that you said this earlier. I think you're right that, like, we didn't spend a lot of time last year, like, oh, look at the drop problems on this team, but they didn't have many guys that were great at that, except for Kincaid. Kincaid is someone, right, that would just catch everything that came his way.
Yep.
But, like, is Gabe Davis catching that route consistently, slant over the middle on third and five, and there's traffic? Because it didn't feel like that's something that he was necessarily great at.
Yeah, it feels like the only time I can remember the Bills throwing him that route is when they did it in the end zone. He had, you know, slants on touchdowns quite, yeah, a bit. 803-0550, like a little RPO. Maybe the RPO game is a big part of what they're going to do here.
What is funny, too, is was there anything in Brady's background that would have made you think this was the offense they were gunning for? Because at LSU, he's young, and it's only 1 year, but it is, and it's college, right? And the greatest roster ever.
And he's not the offensive coordinator. He's the passing game coordinator.
Right, but he is calling plays. So he's the passing game coordinator, right, but not the offensive coordinator. So is he designing it, or is he just calling plays? I don't know. But that's Joe Burrow throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase,
yeah,
like, all over the field. And then he gets to Carolina, and even though Teddy Bridgewater is his quarterback, look at the numbers for his pass catchers on that offense. He had three wide receivers, two of which were guys that got open down the field. Robbie Anderson was just a burner. And they had three guys that had career years on that offense with Bridgewater at quarterback. Like, the limited amount of time we've gotten to see Joe Brady in football, it's built through who his wide receivers are. Then he got here, and it felt like they just don't care about the position.
Well, or they want it different than it has been, right? Because this is a different group. I mean, they brought in Samuel, Mac Hollins. Again, like, we're just, it comes down to Coleman and Kincaid. I mean, Kincaid has to be included there too. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on the Bills and what they might look like. Lindy Ruff coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk with the Sabres head coach about his plans for the offseason and gearing up for, you know, hockey season, which starts in months, many, many months. NFL schedule coming out soon too, by the way. I was talking about, we had Sal on yesterday, and he kind of guessed maybe as early as the 9th. Which is soon.
Which would be
next week.
A week from Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
We could start to get some of the info on the schedule, and I've got some thoughts on that. A road trip. You ready for a road trip?
Seattle?
Yeah, let's go to Seattle.
I'm into that. Vancouver, not too far away, you know, right?
Not too far.
Drivable?
Sure. Lots. I mean, in that there's land between them, yes. No, it's not that far.
Yeah,
it's not that far. Seattle to Alaska.
It's a doable trip. To Alaska, yeah. I think everything's like,
yeah, from like Seattle to Alaska hours. Takes days to drive.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. I think I understood that finally once I realized that where's Dylan Cousins from? Whitehorse.
Yeah.
Whitehorse is like closer, or Vancouver is closer to Mexico than it is to where Dylan Cousins is from. Like, yeah. Canada's huge.
Seattle, and
Alaska's at the top of it.
Seattle to Anchorage is a 41-hour drive. Seattle to Anchorage.
That's
41 hours.
It's insane.
There's a lot of land up there.
Yeah.
803-0550. Let's go to Seattle and not drive to Anchorage. Jimmy in Miami is next up. Hey, Jimmy, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning. Yeah, you know, to me, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like a bit of arrogance with Bean and McDermott. It's like they think they have the answers to the test. You know, like they're the smartest guys in the room. And this is the way we're going to do things now. The way McDermott, he made that comment the other day about the corduroy jeans. Like, you don't want to be wearing something like, you don't want to be wearing corduroy jeans when they're out of style. When everybody, you know, when you don't want to, you want to put them on when the trend is coming, and this is what you want to do. So, but you know, the trend in the NFL now is receivers. Of course, you have to have the quarterback, and we have that guy. That's half the battle. Then you have to have the receivers that can get separation, a receiver at least one with some speed, so you can get separation and you can give your quarterback those weapons. And I don't know, like for instance, with Kansas City. Now, I know everybody's upset about Worthy, but the thing is, Kansas City, they have Hollywood Brown. They have Rasheed Rice. They have the best pass-catching tight end in football. But they needed that speed guy on the boundary. They needed that guy that's going to make defensive coordinators lose sleep at night. Now, Worthy is probably going to be more like a gadget guy, but they'll put him out there on the boundary. They'll stack the receivers. They'll protect him so he's not going to get bumped at the line. I know he's slight. He only weighs about 165, but the guy can fly. So they'll get him in a situation where he's not going to get, you know, mauled at the line. And he's going to get open, and he's going to score some touchdowns. The thing is, I mean, when you see the way a team like that does it, or you know, Cincinnati with their receivers, now Houston's going to be a headache. Of course, Detroit, San Francisco, you can go right down the line. But Bean and McDermott think, well, this is the way we're going to do it. But then, Joe, you made the comment yesterday, I think it was. I think they figure this season, this is what we're going to do. And if it doesn't work out, well, you know, next year we're going to have more money. And then we'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll get a free agent that'll come up and we can spend some money on him. Or then we'll get our receiver. But we're just wasting Josh Allen's time here. Now he's going into his seventh year. And I don't know, a caller called in earlier. Does Josh Allen finally get fed up? I mean, I think he's locked up till 2027. I mean, does he eventually say, hey, you know, I think it's time for me to look somewhere else where I can win a trophy?
Yeah. Jimmy, I don't have any real fear of that.
Me neither.
And
none.
That's, you know, for better or for worse. You might want your quarterback to be like that a little bit. Maybe not. You know, each person's got their own taste here. In this case, they got him Kincaid and Coleman, two players he wanted.
Right.
Like, they're getting him the players he wants. So I have almost no real fear about Allen being, it's time for me to get out of there at all. The thing about the corduroy, like, you know, you say that a certain way about they think they're smarter than everybody in the room. The reality is that a lot of us sit here and talk about this team like we're smarter than everybody in the room, too. Like, everybody's got their opinion of what the team should do. And if they don't do exactly what you want, I mean, I feel this. It's, why aren't you doing it this way? I think this is a better plan. But McDermott's conversation or his point about the corduroy was about fashion trends, and you want to be ahead of fashion trends. You want to be ahead of football trends. And I think there's a lot to be made there about how that's a smart way to look at it. However, sometimes you might try to get out in front of a trend and then just miss. Hey, I started wearing corduroy. I thought it was going to catch on. Nobody wore it. I was just out there by myself and nothing came of it. But the general point about staying ahead of trends is a good one. I'm going to read you something I got yesterday from on Twitter from Michael. Someone just wrote in. Michael said, you know, not sure if this has been covered on the show. This is about trends. In the last 25 years, only four teams have won the Super Bowl with a top five receiver in yards. The Rams, Giants, Packers, and Indianapolis. That's only 16% of the Super Bowl winners have a top five receiver in yards. Bean may be smarter than we give him credit for on the importance of superstar receiver versus importance of overall number of weapons. And I just don't buy any of that. Ideally, what do the Bills want? They would love Keon Coleman to become the best receiver in football, period.
Like, right.
You could say when you don't have a guy like that, that it's better to have a diversification. But the reality is that you want Dalton Kincaid to become the best tight end in football and Keon Coleman to be the best receiver in football. And you love Curtis Samuel to be the best signing of the offseason. You don't want to be committee all the way. You want to be great, however that is. If you're great by committee, if you're great by single stud out on the boundary, then that's fine too. And on this point about trends, Joe, so how many times did we hear in the last 5 years, you know, quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls on their second contracts? You got to strike on that rookie contract, because when a guy, Russell Wilson, won it and then he hit on the big contract and they didn't win again, and the cap situation becomes so difficult. And then what happened? Mahomes won a bunch, and he's going to keep winning a bunch. And if Allen ever wins, it won't be on his rookie contract. And Burrow and Trevor Lawrence is about to get a new deal. And on you go. This trend, this idea that you were going to have to hit quarterback on rookie contracts, that was destined to die. Now, maybe C.J. Stroud wins one on his rookie deal, and then he'll get big money, and you'll have 12 quarterbacks in the AFC on big money contracts. Mm-hmm. So that idea as a trend, to me, that was always going to die. And if you're ready for the next one that's going to die, number one receiver. Here's Michael writing in about how, you know, a lot of teams that have won don't have a guy like that. However you want to measure the number one receiver or the super big-time stud. I mean, Cooper Kupp's on that list, so is Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. But look around the league. All these teams are investing heavily in the position. It's a reason that the franchise tag number has gone up. It's a reason that we had 7 first-round receivers taken. The position has been pushed further forward into how much it matters. Go through the AFC. How many teams have won without one of those guys?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
So what do all the other teams do as a result of that? They don't look at Mahomes and the Chiefs and say, they've done it without it. They should, I think, properly look at it and say, well, I don't have that guy.
Right.
So what can I do to get my passing offense the closest to that one? And the answer is, give my quarterback the best possible weapons I can. In Jacksonville, what have they done? They signed Christian Kirk. They signed Gabe Davis, for better or for worse. They drafted Brian Thomas Jr.
They tried before that Calvin Ridley.
They did.
Yeah.
So Jacksonville's all in on that. What is Cincinnati doing? They're going to probably keep T. Higgins for one more year because they're going to keep it together, and then they will sign Chase and they'll add another one.
Yeah.
If you don't have Mahomes, you better do everything you can to get an offense like his. If you don't have Andy Reid, You better try to find other ways to make up those gaps. So if you're someone that points to number one receivers don't win Super Bowls, I would say, how about the teams that lose in the Super Bowl? The Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners. Go, keep going. Go all the way back. Brady won it. How did he win it? He had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Gronk. And if you
the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl with Tyreek Hill, didn't they?
They also won one with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, however you want to measure it, I don't think there's any trend about fading receivers. If the Bills are a little bit lacking at the position, I believe it's probably temporary. And again, they would love Keon Coleman to become the best receiver in football.
Mm-hmm. Is part of that point, though, they'd rather, if they could have one of two things, Coleman either becomes the best receiver in football or all of them are really good. Is that what they'd prefer? Coleman, if he's great, that'd be nice. It would help us even more. But if Coleman was great and Samuel didn't fit and the role wasn't working the way we wanted, or the other way around, Samuel did fit. He does everything that we thought he would, but Coleman's a complete and utter bust. Is that a better scenario to them than everybody kind of does their, what would they say, their 111th?
Well, I mean, the 111th point.
That's what they would say.
That's right.
But like that, would they rather? They've had Diggs for 2 years be kind of the only show in town to some degree. Like, I think you should want both.
Oh, for sure.
They should obviously want both. But if they can only have one, would they prefer, let's get three or four really good guys and maybe we'll just cross our fingers and hope someone becomes great? We don't have to go all in for Roma Dunze or Brandon Ayuk, because if we have four really good ones, that'll be the equivalent of one great one.
It is funny because that's ultimately what I think a lot of people have wanted. That's what I've wanted. That's why the currently in the roundhouse receiver train has been running for 3 years, because it's been, you have Diggs, keep adding, get more.
All right.
Don't rely on Trent Sherfield.
And Jake Kumaro. Yeah.
Get more. You should be getting more. And it's so funny because Diggs got traded not that long ago. I was online looking at, I was looking for Khalil Shakir, some highlights, and I saw a video. Here's the video. The Bills must run through Shakir and Diggs. It was from January.
Right.
It should be Shakir and Diggs and add another X in the draft and let's go. And instead, they...
Right, the receiver train predated Diggs.
For sure. By years.
By years, right.
You're right. And whatever. I just feel like, yes, they know the position is important. They have not invested in it as much as they probably should have. Maybe they do in the future.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody should land on, you don't need that spot. Another example of this is like DJ Chark is out there, and he's not very good. I would agree with anybody that says, whoever you bring in, Josh Allen, and Josh Allen's ability will probably elevate them. But that doesn't make them a different player. It just gets them better statistics. They look better. If you brought in, let's look at Mac Hollins. If Mac Hollins has the best year of his career here, that's not necessarily because Mac Hollins became a different player. It might be because of opportunity and Allen being really good. He can rip the ball down the field to Mac Hollins.
Mm-hmm.
That's any receiver going to the Chiefs. That's any receiver going to the Bills in the fantasy world. That's Ladd McConkey going to the Chargers.
Yeah.
They aren't a different person. They are just immediately elevated by someone that's with them that can bring out the best in them. That's, to me, that's different than you can get away with bad receivers. That means your quarterback is going to lift up receivers that are lacking.
Mm-hmm. I drafted Mac Hollins yesterday in the fantasy league.
I told you, I already had him in Dynasty. You want to trade for him in Dynasty?
Mm-hmm.
In the League of Show Ups and Dreams? No, wait. It's a different league I have him in.
That might not be.
Yeah, that's right. I'm over here just hanging on to Mac Hollins in another league.
I'm throwing late round flyers on him. Like, hey, last round of a 30 round draft or whatever. If Coleman stinks, I mean, Mac Hollins is playing on the outside a lot.
Dennis and Cheektowaga. Good morning, Dennis. Dennis, hello.
I'm here.
Hey, go ahead, man.
I just wanted to make a quick comment or vent or something. I've heard a bunch of calls the last 2 days, really. Well, it's Tuesday, yeah. The last 2 days about people who are upset about Bean or McDermott thinking they're smarter than everybody else, when I just kind of find that ironic, because it seems like the people who are saying this are people who don't have millions of dollars, you know, invested in scouting and all of this research. It's people who've listened to like national media or did a couple of Google searches, read a Pro Football Focus, and then decided that, you know, our Buffalo execs don't know what they're doing. So just a little vent for me. Want to put that out there. Sorry. I guess I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. In the case of, it's funny, it depends who you ask. I saw yesterday that the Bills in the Super Bowl odds are 7th.
Okay. Weren't they 4th at one point?
Let me double check. Maybe it depends on which book you're looking at. But John Scott tweeted it out yesterday that the Bills, I'll find it exactly, that they're still thought of highly.
Yeah, okay. I've got them. Well, I see them 5th.
Okay, 5th.
Tied for 4th with Detroit is where I'm looking.
Okay.
That's at DraftKings. 4th, or tied for 4th.
There's a point to be made about that.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that is getting the Josh Allen pick right? I said to you a minute ago that people are optimistic about this offense, but Kincaid is very important in that. That, you know, you have a potentially elite player in the passing game for Allen to throw to. And we know you have an elite quarterback. How much does Allen carry the rest of it? Like, really carry the rest of it? Their offense outside of Allen the last couple of years has been Allen to Diggs.
And him running. Right. Last year...
Last year, the offense struggled out of the gate. And
because he wasn't running.
And there was a groundswell of whatever. Let him run. And then he started running more and unlocked some things. I mean, it's not to your point, Dennis. Your point's about, like, you know, the professionals know more than the amateurs.
Which, I mean, to be fair, like you mentioned Pro Football Focus. That's also a million-dollar entity that's spending millions of dollars on scouting every year.
And
they're just doing it in the public instead of the private.
Well, they're doing both because Pro Football Focus has contracts with every NFL team.
Oh, right.
NFL teams pay Pro Football Focus for a lot of their information.
Yeah.
Proprietary stuff. And
so I'm
not here to tell you I know any more than Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean. I certainly don't. I might think I might know more how to draft than Dave Gettleman, who had a job. I mean, some of these GMs do.
Or whoever's been running the Raiders for the last 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, some of the people that get that high they're not good at it.
Well, that's the thing I'm having a little trouble with right now is that, like, I don't want to think I know more than Bean, but a lot of the people that analyze the sport that I trust, who you want to make it about money, like, Mina Kimes makes millions of dollars a year, so does Pro Football Focus as a single entity. So whatever, that part to me doesn't even matter, but the people I trust, like the Mina Kimes of the world and Matt Harmon's and the guys at PFF. Like, everyone on that front, on Coleman, is in agreement. Like, this guy can be good if he's in the slot. And Bean went up to the podium and said he's going to play the X. So I've got the Bills over here saying, from their scouting, okay, this is what he's going to do for us. He's going to play on the outside. He's going to play the X where Gabe Davis did. And then all the people that I read a lot of and listen to that get stuff right a lot and are very smart in the industry are all like, look at this profile. Look at this tape. Look at these numbers. This guy is going to be a big slot. And I've got those two entities against each other right now. And I'm inclined to want to believe all of the noise of, like, good luck, Bills. Maybe you can turn him into something more, but that's treachery. It might be tough for him to go out there and succeed the way you're asking him to.
Right. That's where they have to unlock things. That's Greg Cosell. There are things to unlock still. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Thanks for the calls, Jimmy, Dennis. Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. Cruising through a Tuesday on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.